Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level one and two risk for severe storms on Thursday. We've been tracking this front. I'll show you what time it arrives here.
Hundreds of Raleigh police officers are fighting for better pay, and today they're going to make their voices heard. Just ahead, I'll explain exactly how much they're asking for as the department is facing several vacancies.
And UConn does it again. They retain their title of NCAA national champs, defeating Purdue 75-60. Makes them the first Division I men's basketball team to win back-to-back titles since Florida did it in 2007. Close game early, ended way late. If you haven't seen it, we'll show you some of that and how it got done for them. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you in on a Tuesday.
And I'm Renee Chu. Still glowing from seeing that partial solar eclipse. So happy that the weather cleared just at the right time here in the Triangle. But we're going to be moving into a wetter weather pattern. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Our morning will stay dry, but we have some rain chances.
We do. By the evening commute, it is going to be wet. It's going to be a pretty sunrise here in Franklinton. You can see mostly clear skies. Just a little bit of cloud cover right there on the horizon. So we give that another 15 or 20 minutes. Should be really pretty. We have a southwest wind 7 miles per hour, bringing us a nice mild start this morning. 58 degrees is our temperature around the Triangle. But we do have the potential for some showers this afternoon. So it's one of those days it's easy to forget your umbrella because it's not raining when you head out the door. But grab it because you'll want it after lunchtime. There's noon, and then here comes some rain that moves across our area. Scattered showers should be fairly light, quarter of an inch or so is what we'll expect. But we may see that on and off through the evening and even lingering into early tomorrow morning between, say, 6 and 9. After that, tomorrow should be on the drier side during the afternoon with maybe a little peak of sunshine. And then the main event arrives on Thursday. By the afternoon, we start to see the rain approaching us. It's back to the west at about 2 o'clock. So we're going to see maybe mid to late afternoon, that line of thunderstorms that comes through. And we do have that level one and two risk for severe storms. And the level two risk, which includes the Triangle, we could see isolated tornadoes, but damaging wind would be the biggest threat. And heading out the door this morning, it is nice and quiet. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. I will see high temperatures in the mid 70s, like yesterday, but of course we'll add that chance of some showers. With 3 days potential of rain, I'll show you how much we could see total by the end. Brett?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Brett Neeson for Brian Trader this morning on a Tuesday at 6:02. Up and at 'em here, and we got green across the board, which is really good news. Across the Beltline, 540, all in the green in both directions. 40 coming in from the Johnson County area, looking good as well. Taking a look at the Durham Freeway, we have delay-free in both directions right now, which is good news. I'll continue to monitor that, let you know if anything pops up and changes that. This is 40 at Wade Avenue, and traffic flowing in both directions. Starting to build a little bit of volume there, though, here at the 6 o'clock hour. I'll continue to watch that as well and let you know if any delays pop up.
Brett, thank you. One person is in custody after a shooting in Raleigh left someone injured. Now people who live in the area are calling for more police patrols. It happened on South Wilmington Street near Pecan Road just before 6 p.m. yesterday. Crews rushed the victim to the hospital. Detectives say the man was conscious and alert. Back in March, police were called to the same location after a shooting, but no one was injured.
We need a little more policing. And I don't mean that in a bad way to the people who are really good folks. I believe that a younger crowd has came in and taken over a little bit.
We know the victim was shot in the leg and that person will be okay. We're also working to find out who is in custody and on what charges.
And Renee, Raleigh police officers are looking for an increase in pay. Tonight, dozens of people are planning to speak at the city council meeting about the need for a pay hike. WRO's Laura Levine joins us live from the Raleigh Police Department. And Laura, we know that the Raleigh police officer salaries are some of the lowest in our area.
Good morning, Jeff. Yes, we're here downtown at this RPD precinct here where hundreds of Raleigh police officers have signed a petition ahead of tonight's meeting fighting for better pay. A total of 60 people will be speaking during tonight's meeting. We know the majority of them are going to be those advocating for a 15% pay increase. I spoke with Rick Armstrong. He's the vice president of Teamsters Local 391. That's the union that represents many Raleigh police officers. Armstrong tells me the 15% pay increase would put their base pay just under $58,000. He says this would put them more in line with surrounding departments. Raleigh is losing officers too. This comes as RPD currently has about 100 vacancies. The city is currently conducting a pay study, but it won't be complete until the next year.
Yeah, it's so important to have a fully staffed police department because, as you say, the city is growing. And with the growth, you just need more police officers. And when you're not fully staffed, the officers that are working, they're working harder. They're more stressed. Their morale goes down.
So the union will hold a press conference this afternoon around 6:30, right before city council meets at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
A family is out of their home this morning after fire tore through it. Sky 5 captured this video as those crews responded. On the ground, the crew got this video of the scene. You can see that smoke just billowing out of that townhome. It happened on Davenbury Way in Cary just after 5:30 yesterday evening. No other townhomes were damaged. No one was hurt.
Number one lives up to the billing. They defeat Purdue.
The UConn Huskies are once again college basketball's national champs. They took down Purdue 75-60 during the NCAA title game. That makes them the first Division I men's college basketball team to win back-to-back championships since 2007. Connecticut was led by guard Tristan Newton with 20 points and 7 assists. National Player of the Year Zach Edey scored 37 points and had 10 rebounds for Purdue. The Huskies have now won 6 national championships since 1999. That's more than any other men's team in that span. And they are now tied with UNC for third most national championships.
Students at some Johnston County schools will have a longer bus ride as they return back from spring break this morning. Major road work on the Buffalo Creek Bridge along Covered Bridge Road could cause some delays. That road is expected to be closed in both directions through the end of October. Johnston County Schools warned parents that bus routes for several schools in that area could be delayed up to 40 minutes.
A law firm is asking that body camera video be made public showing the encounters of former Warrenton police officer Mark Oakley. Sergeant Oakley is accused of using a taser when it wasn't necessary and was fired last month. Dwayne Hicks says Oakley followed him home and used a taser on him before arresting him last year. And now he wants that body camera video to be released. 6 others want to see their video privately. A law firm says 14 people accused Oakley of misconduct, from unnecessary taser and pepper spray use to harassment.
And in a month, we have heard from 14 victims. And every time we come to Warrenton, we continue to meet new victims.
WREL spoke with Oakley on the phone. He says, "I feel that there are two sides to every story. I feel like the police side is not being represented at all in these proceedings. I am being misrepresented. I hope that the truth will prevail eventually." WREL reached out to all the town council members and the mayor about the accusations against Oakley and possible changes to policy. We have yet to hear back.
An investigation is underway after a gun was found right on the edge of campus property at Pinecrest High School in Moore County. School officials say it was found by an employee and police were called. They got the gun. There was never any active threat to campus. Officials say there's no indication of student involvement either. And a student accused of posting threats against 3 high schools in Wilson County is in custody. Staff members at Bedingfield, Fike, and Hunt High Schools say on Sunday they learned about the threats circulating on social media and called the sheriff's office. Each school increased security yesterday as a precaution. School officials say appropriate disciplinary action will be taken against the Bedingfield student and charges will be filed.
A new elementary school is coming to Johnson County. A groundbreaking ceremony for the new Swift Creek Elementary School is happening this afternoon at 1. The event will happen at the future site of the school, which will be on Cleveland Road in Smithfield. Coming up, more legal trouble for Alec Baldwin from the set of Rust. Why a new legal filing claims his behavior on the movie set contributed to the death of the cinematographer. Ken.
Also coming up in age, some conversations about the eclipse this morning might be about the discomfort some people experience. We'll have some advice from the experts.
It's a dry morning commute, but we're looking at showers this afternoon. We'll see more rain on Wednesday and Thursday. It's a WREL weather alert day for some severe storms. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And we are looking at a nice start this morning. Our temperatures are on the mild side. We're looking at conditions at the school bus, looking nice out there. So we're going to end up seeing just a little bit of light rain later on this afternoon. It's a nice dry start this morning. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 50s as you're heading out the door. And we're going to end up with highs in the mid 70s like we saw yesterday. After that, we're watching what's happening on Thursday. We're going to see a strong front that comes through. It's going to bring us a chance of some severe storms. So Thursday is a WRAL weather alert day. We'll likely see those thunderstorms developing mid to late afternoon, and we could see some isolated tornadoes in that level two risk, which does include the Triangle area southward. After that, it's nice and quiet as we head into the weekend. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. Delay-free across the board on all of our major routes coming into Raleigh right now, which is good news. And over in Durham, we're looking at the same thing here at the 6 o'clock hour, not seeing any delays in either direction, especially on the Durham Freeway, which is good news for anybody who uses that to get to work. Here's our live look at 440 at Capitol Boulevard. Traffic flowing pretty good right now on the Beltline. I'll let you know if that changes.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, severe weather caused damage to several areas in Arkansas. You heard Elizabeth mention the storms moving through parts of the Deep South. Look at this video here. The storm caused multiple power outages and major damage to some buildings. Several homes were damaged by fallen trees. Forecasters say more periods of rainfall will be likely over the next couple of days, and they say that the rain should come to an end on Thursday for them there.
New legal trouble for actor Alec Baldwin. In a new legal filing, special prosecutors in New Mexico say his behavior on the Rust movie set contributed to the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This comes after Baldwin's team filed a motion last month to dismiss the indictment against him. Prosecutors argue Baldwin has repeatedly changed his story about the shooting. They also say he had no control over his own emotions on set, including rushing the crew to the point of compromising safety. A representative for Baldwin declined to comment on this new filing.
A new filing urges the Supreme Court to reject former President Donald Trump's presidential immunity claims. Special counsel Jack Smith laid out a 66-page filing, and in it, a series of arguments against Trump's claim that a president is immune from criminal prosecution. Smith argued there are no presidential powers that would give Trump immunity. Smith urged the court to deny Trump any opportunity to delay his trial on charges that he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The Supreme Court is set to hear those arguments about Trump's claims on April 25th. This morning, people will still be talking about the solar eclipse. Some conversations, though, might be about eye discomfort following that spectacular event. WRAL's Ken Smith joins us with some advice from the experts. Ken?
You know, Jeff, Google searches about hurt eyes spiked after people experienced a solar eclipse. Some people also complained of headaches and just feeling a little off-centered. Now, the searches about eye discomfort suggest some people in the sun's path were worried they'd glanced at it too long without protective eyewear. That said, experts say hurting eyes aren't the best indicator of a severe problem. Injuries from solar retinopathy, when light injures the retinas, occur without immediate pain. Dr. Daniel Latin is an ophthalmologist who says there's no treatment for solar retinopathy. He says some patients' eyes will recover over time. Also, that Latin and other experts say cases of long-term eye damage have been reported following past eclipses, like the one in 2017, but they are rare. But, you know, Jeff, you look up and you really don't see the eclipse unless you're wearing that protective eyewear.
Yeah, you wouldn't on any other day just look straight into the sun. You don't on this one either. And you can only see it with those glasses. And you're right, 2017, I don't remember a whole bunch of stories that we did about people having eye troubles after it. So
it was quite a sight.
Hopefully they're okay. It was great, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today is National Library Workers Day, and the librarians in Wayne County are working hard to open a new branch. The Northern Wayne Library in Fremont is set to open tomorrow. It will replace the Fremont and Pikeville libraries. You can stop by tomorrow at 11 a.m. for the grand opening ceremony. The new location is on South Wilson Street in Fremont.
Nowadays, when we look up to the sky, we may see something different this week coming our way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We have that weather alert for Thursday on the way.
We do. It's going to be fairly quiet up until then, but we will see increasing clouds and a chance of some showers this afternoon and early tomorrow morning. This is a live look at Wilson, and you can see the whirligig spinning lightly. Our wind is coming out of the southwest, and that really warmed things up for us overnight last night. We do, of course, have a look at the next system that's going to bring us some thunderstorms on Thursday, and we'll be very warm ahead of this front. Tomorrow, Thursday, will be a WRL weather alert day. We have a level 1 and 2 risk, which means we could see some isolated tornadoes in that level 2 risk, but wind damage would be the biggest threat. Outside of the thunderstorms, it's going to be very windy with some gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Here's a look at what's happening out there right now. We'll shift back to the west, and you can see some scattered thunderstorms across parts of the deep south from Texas all the way through the Mississippi Valley, and then just some showers for parts of Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and even the mountains of North Carolina, starting to see a little bit of light rain. We're not likely to see any of that until around or after lunchtime, but what we see today should be fairly light. I'll pause it there at noon, and you can start to see some rain pushing into our western counties, and then it's just scattered for the afternoon and evening commute, and we may see a few light showers on and off, and into early tomorrow morning could be slightly wet again, just a little bit of light patchy rain in our northern counties, and then during the afternoon on Wednesday, we'll probably end up seeing a few breaks in the clouds and a dry evening commute, and then the cold front will get close enough that it starts to push some rain in right around lunchtime, but the heaviest band with the potential for the severe storms will come mid to late afternoon into the evening on Thursday. Here's a look at Futurecast. We'll widen out the big view, and you can see here's a look at that rain at 6 p.m. on Thursday, and the front comes swinging through early on Friday afternoon, on Friday morning, so we may still see a little bit of light patchy rain early Friday before it all pulls out. So that's going to be our best chance for severe storms, and again, we do have that level 1 and level 2 risk for severe storms for the day on Thursday. Taking a look at our forecast, our 7-day forecast, of course, the biggest event will be that weather alert day for Thursday. After that, we're going to start to see our skies clearing out, and we're going to see some warm temperatures for the end of the weekend with highs in the 80s on Sunday and Monday. Brett?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic right now. 618 here on a Tuesday morning. And we got good news across the board. Green all the way around the Beltline. We got green on 540, green in Durham as well, in both directions on the Durham Freeway and along I-40 all the way through Chapel Hill, which is good news here this morning. Let's look at the Beltline itself. Just 1 minute delay if you have to take that from 87 all the way over to Wade Avenue, which is good news. We'll take a live look out there at I-440 and Glenwood Avenue. Traffic flowing in both directions right now. I'll let you know if that changes and if anything else pops up. Jeff and Renee.
Brett, thank you. Gordon Ramsay is giving a young chef his stamp of approval.
Coming up in What's Trending, how the chef, who's infamous for yelling, was won over by a 13-year-old making his signature dish.
Plus, hundreds of couples took advantage of the rare solar eclipse to tie the knot. We'll update you on the huge ceremony held in Arkansas that we first told you about yesterday morning.
And coming up on Today, the fallout after Donald Trump released a statement on his stance on abortion. The Today Show gets started at 7 o'clock.
But first, here's a look at your North Carolina Education Lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Gordon Ramsay is starting to show a softer side of himself.
Yeah, he was so impressed with this 13-year-old TikTok video, he wanted to host him at his restaurant, Hell's Kitchen.
The MasterChef Junior Judge posted a video of him, dual screen, reacting to the young chef, William, cooking. So William was cooking beef Wellington, one of the dishes Ramsay is known for. And Ramsay praised William's skills and confidence throughout the video, ending it with a dinner invite.
Pretty bold to go right after one of the dishes that he is known for cooking and do it with such confidence. But the TikTok video got 8.5 million views. And he said the mushrooms, you saw the mushrooms there that he chopped up. He said that is the key in beef Wellington.
Oh, yeah, that layer. You also have a layer of ham and then that puff pastry. It's complicated. 13 years old taking on beef Wellington.
Sounds good, though.
It does.
Billie Eilish announced the release date and cover art for her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. It is set to be released May 17th. Her Instagram page includes a picture of the album cover showing Eilish swimming underwater toward an open door.
And so about that title, in a press release after she announced her new album, so Hit Me Hard and Soft, the album hopes to do what the title suggests in that the notes, the sounds should hit you hard and soft. So she's a very, very talented songwriter, winning a lot of big awards. She won Record of the Year, Grammy, just this year.
Different meaning in that deep water there.
Mm-hmm. While you were outside looking at the solar eclipse yesterday, many others were tying the knot. Here's a look at the ceremony held in Russellville, Arkansas. We first told you about the event yesterday morning. It was called Elope at the Eclipse. 358 couples said, I do.
Pete Davidson's making a stop in Raleigh again this summer. The stand-up comic and former Saturday Night Live star is making his stop on his prehab tour. Now, his show will be at the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts June 30th. Tickets go on sale Friday. Last year, Davidson performed a series of sold-out shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh.
We're starting dry this morning, but rain is in our forecast starting just after lunchtime through the evening commute. We'll walk you through the timeline on FutureCast.
Hundreds of Raleigh police officers are fighting for better pay, and today they're making their voices heard. Just ahead, just how much they're asking for as the department faces many vacancies.
Plus, a family is out of their home this morning after a townhouse fire in Cary. You will see the response from fire crews as they work to stop the spread of that fire.